It is a Monday, so that necessitates
a weekend of
what was a weekend worthy, which the weekend kind of just began right around Christmas and just never stopped or started. Or
well, I mean, for you.
Very confusing, too.
For the rest of us, we have to keep track of the days.
They do say, though, keep track of this, because, and Heather Lee has brought this up on the show, that the Feast of Epiphany is tomorrow, and the actual 12 days of Christmas concludes on the 6th. So they say that if you have your Christmas decorations up longer than tomorrow, it's bad luck.
Oh.
It's a bad omen.
What, do we know why? Is
it just the HOA. Probably in your neighborhood is the one that came in.
It's probably going to be expensive, but nothing else.
Yeah, past that, big thanks to all those that were a part of us reveling in the new year out there at the party on the boardwalk, Lake Granbury Conference Center. Yet another year of success, and yet another year that we were not shut down by local authorities. So well done.
Look at us go.
It's a great time every single year. Great way to kick it off. We were serving up the black eyed peas there. I did see Cracker Barrel stop that tradition. Because they had a great 2025. So let's just start off.
Yeah, let's just mix it up a little bit more.
Elsewhere, over the extended weekend, Texas Tech became Texas Tech again. And they did so at the worst time because that's what Texas Tech does.
Mm-hmm.
And they are out of the college football playoffs, and that's all I'm going to talk about with that.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, they'll buy a new team next year.
Yeah.
And maybe our Cowboys will, too, because that ended yesterday.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Losing to the lowly New York Giants.
How about new Cowboys?
Well, no, that wasn't great.
We may not go to the Super Bowl now.
I don't think it's going to be our year. Consecutive losing seasons for the first time since 2000. 7-9-1 is your final record. But probably, I don't know, we might get rid of Eberflus in defense. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of the rumor is that he's going to be let go. See? But did you see the parachuter that almost
all
had a
over
bad...
Naaman Carter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the, Armed Service Bowl?
I had to report on that from Mark Phillips the other day. I sent it to him. He was very impressed. And not only that, but... I said parachuting is going to be part of our sports repertoire in the new year. It's very exciting.
Well, we've included juggling just because of him.
I know.
And marathoning.
Mm-hmm. You know what he said?
What?
The sky's the limit.
Time to talk about sports.
As she was here manning the fort and the show, what else did you... how did you spend the new... Because I haven't seen you since the wedding.
Right.
I haven't seen anybody since the wedding.
Well, I pretty much just... kind of tried to stop my dog from having a complete nervous breakdown.
Good.
Which
all right.
I don't. Yeah, it was. But it was a brand new year.
He made it.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and lots of home improvements over the weekend. A little bit of dissonance from the staff members at the notorious LEE compound.
Yeah.
But we almost got the Christmas decor put away. We did go to Rio Mambo after church in Weatherford yesterday.
Nice.
The kids. So there's always the great debate. Does Weatherford need more chicken places?
Oh, yeah.
We counted six.
It does.
On the way
from
the interstate
to
the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Port Long John Silver's, for all that hubbub, it looks very, very lonely. And then last night was book club.
Yeah.
And I did not read the book, but I did go to book club. Because, if nothing else, I'm excellent at bringing the guacamole and wine.
And you can talk about sports. So that's always a big thing
The
right
girls
there.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? When did you get home or all this? How did this transpire?
Again, and we're going to have Elle on at 7:47. Big thanks to all. I mean, that just was the craziest, most surreal night in so many ways, the wedding. Thank you ever so much for that. I'm going to send to our whatever department does this more pictures. We have plenty more pictures from the night. So
that's
those are going to be on the whatevers and socials and things like that. But and then we had no plans for the honeymoon. And I mean that. We didn't have anything planned. So Sunday, we go to church.
Yeah.
And then we're like, so what do you want to do all week? And then we decided, first and foremost, we want to get the heck out of Dodge.
Okay.
You know, just flee.
No hometown honeymoon.
Venezuela got ruled out pretty quick.
America.
For several reasons.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was, it's all right.
A little sketch.
It was a tough airspace to get into. So we went kind of familiar territory.
Oh, no.
We headed back east towards Arkansas.
This does not sound anywhere exotic with drinks that light on fire.
And, well, Malvern, we saw it in the daylight finally. That is the, of course, Arkansas town that we were stuck in and saved by the Waffle House overnight crew. We went back to that Waffle House and wanted to thank them.
Well, that was sweet.
Yeah, well, she does the overnight shift, and she is already gone.
She was already gone. You didn't chase the train or anything, did you?
No, there were no trains this time. But ultimately made our way into, I had never been, the Ozarks into Missouri.
There's a lake there.
There's a lot of lakes there, and a lot of mills there, and a lot of nobody bothering anybody there.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it's actually encouraged. Mm. Yeah. So don't bother people.
So you had a lot of time to talk.
Yeah.
No, share your feelings.
And so it was out in the middle of nowhere there in the Ozarks.
Yeah, that's where my Uncle Harold used to live.
Mills. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we opened up a still. And, we didn't do any of that. Yeah, but it was that was the honeymoon in the Ozarks.
Look at you.
Because we are
so
high
romantic.
Society at the Buckner compound. And I looked at her and I said, darling, this is the kind of treatment you can expect, I guarantee you. The rest of your life.
Lucky girl.
You made it.
Did she?
We did.
No. She'll be on the show at 7:47.